as we make our way towards the end of the third final paragraph of the Shema, we read Leman Tizkru V'Asisa Meskol Mitzvosai, in order that you should remember and you should do all my mitzvahs. And that really mirrors the beginning of the Shema, as we mentioned previously. This is Kabbalas O Malchus Shemaim again. And that was certainly the theme of the beginning of the Shema. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is an acceptance of O Malchus Shemaim, of the responsibilities that we carry as a Jew. Not just to have cognitive awareness that there's one infinite creator, and to understand there are implications of that. And really the journey of the Shema takes us from the big concepts like Yediyas Hashem, knowledge of Hashem, Yichud Hashem, the unity of Hashem, Avas Hashem, loving Hashem, the various mitzvahs that remind us of that, like tzitzis and tefillin, tefillin and mezuzah. We consider the implications of it with Tzchava Einesh. And we remind ourselves with tzitzis. And the goal is this, the mantis kruvasisim es kol mitzvaisai, that an awareness of Hashem, and a love of Hashem, and a fear of Hashem, means that all the mitzvahs are binding. Each one in their own way, in their own circumstances. But a deep-seated commitment to fulfill the ratzon in Hashem, that then leads to a special status. And then you will be sanctified to Hashem your God. And when something is kadosh, it's parosh umuvda. It's set aside, it's designated, it's special. And therefore this awareness of Hashem is tapping into a loving relationship with Hashem. An acceptance to do that which He requires of us and demands of us means that we're set aside and special. We have developed a unique relationship with the Rabbeinu Shlomo. We're separate from all the nations of the world, not just in the way that we behave, but also in terms of what our desires are. Someone that has gone on the journey through Kriya Shema will realign, will recalibrate. What we're desiring, what we're looking for, is not physical. Yes, we're physical bodies, we have physical needs, but our desires, our hopes, our dreams and aspirations are not just the fulfillment of those needs. We want to just belong to Hashem. We seem kadoshim lelekeichem. It's almost like when you have a kiddushin, a marriage, you're sanctified, you're special, designated to me. We're in this relationship of marriage to Hashem, where we both have roles to play. We both have responsibilities in the relationship. It's a covenantal relationship. That's really what we're getting to over here. And the goal of the Shema is to be living with such a high level of awareness, not just of emunah, but of our responsibilities through our mitzvahs, that we're investing in this unique, special relationship with Hashem. That's where tzitzis is meant to get us to, but it needs to be understood within the context of everything that we've said so far.